Blog Talk Radio.
We are back. Wow, it's been a long time. I am Charles Maddox, the host of this podcast, radio show, if that's what you like to call it. It's been a couple of months, I think, since the last time we did it. We are going to be kicking back off some cool podcasts. We're going to get ready to do some live streaming. And I just think that's the way to go right now. You know, everybody's doing the live streams and the podcasts are blowing up and the way we reach people is obviously changing. So if you don't know me, I am the host of the show. My name is Charles Maddox. I was going to say celebrity chef, but I kind of retired that thing, even though I love cooking. I retired that title, and I'm just focusing on being an award-winning director and diabetes advocate and television show producer. We've got the first ever diabetes reality show that's right on TV that just went off on Discovery Life and may come back on Discovery Life or FYI. So for those who don't know that little tidbit of information, but it was a fantastic show, first of its kind. We basically took five people from a couple of parts of the country and then brought them to this beautiful home in Jamaica. Good buddy of mine, Richard, owns this lovely house in Montego Bay, Millbrook Farms. And it was definitely something that I think we could all look back and say it was a game changer, not only for myself, but everyone on the show. So, yeah, we also have a new documentary coming out very soon in March. We teamed up with some amazing people, everyone from Ashna Healthcare System to Fuji to NSI Stem Cell. So we're really excited about, you know, what's going on as far as the future of this movement. And it really is. That's exactly what it is. It's a movement. It's a health movement. You know, I think that the way we market diabetes right now and healthcare is just so bland and dull, and nobody cares. Nobody cares. You know, folks are making a lot of money off of products and devices and medicine, and the healthcare system is making a ton of money. Doctors are making money, and the people who are suffering, they're not seeing any of those big endorsements that Lilly and Novo Nordisk are giving to race car drivers and bicycle riders and all those folks who already have money. Now they're going to get some more money because they have a platform of just being a celebrity, but not really putting that work in, you know? So we're excited about being back and coming up with some new cool ideas and ways to market diabetes and reach the people. I think, you know, one of the things that we're doing is really giving the people a voice. And that's even what this show is about today. You know, today we have Lisa, who is one of the stars of the show. I met Lisa and her husband, Roger, a few years back. And beautiful people. I remember it like it was yesterday. And, her story was about giving and sharing back then. And I met her with a company called Shire and Heal Together. And we did some work together, and we stayed in touch. I put her in my documentary that's coming out, like I said, in March, and we kind of just, you know, I kind of just really kind of had a click to her and her husband. So when we were getting ready to do this television show, I said, hey, you know what, Lisa, I want you in this show. And she agreed. And I was like, wow, you know, I mean, isn't this awesome? And I asked her about, could get her husband on there, and I wasn't sure if Roger was going to agree, but he did. And I was like, man, you know what? We've got something. We're on to something here. And they went and got their passports, and that's no easy task. Trust me. They went and expedited that stuff. And And so I was still worried. I said, man, are they going to make it here? Not. You know, it wasn't until they really got on that plane and you know, Lisa was dealing with some, you know, being in a wheelchair and things like that. Roger was dealing with an amputation. So, man, when they showed up in Jamaica, I was through the moon. I was like, man, they made it there, you know. So it was a beautiful time. And, you know, why we're having your show today is because, you know, Lisa has made some amazing progress since the show. I mean, I'll let her tell it. But, you know, she's lost over 60 pounds and changed her life and eating healthy. And but on the other hand, Roger, who, man, I remember just yesterday being in Jamaica, sitting on that hill with him. And he lost his battle with from the complications of diabetes, sad to say. And, you know, just recently. And I wanted to get Lisa on because, you know, I just think that her story and what she's overcome, but then also being able to share with people what she's dealing with now, and her loss and her love for Roger, and what's in her future. I thought that was important because once again we got to remember the people. You know, we keep forgetting about the people, and we're so into pushing products and selling things and new technologies and all this other kind of stuff, man, when you know, the people are really suffering. And, you know, this is why we do this, because we've got to make a difference. We've got to change some lives. I want to say what's up to the folks at iGaelin. That's a fantastic new product that I'm working with, man. It helps with diabetes. A lot of people reach out to me all the time and wonder what they can do for diabetes. Man, don't reach out to me if you're not ready to take that step, you know. So there's some great products out here, and iGaelin has one of them. So let's say hello to Robert and Dory and Dr. Rajan. But I'm bringing on Lisa right now, and I wanna just have her share her story. I'm not going to talk too long. We only have a little while. But Lisa, how are you, young lady?
Hey, Charles. I'm doing pretty good, as well as to be expected right now.
Did I introduce you nicely? I mean, did I leave anything out?
You
stunning
did.
Beauty, world-class gymnast, you know?
That's on my agenda yet to become. But you did a beautiful job. Gee, I almost wanted to meet me by the time you got done with me.
Oh, man.
But,
so,
my
yeah,
goodness, you
have
changed my
yeah.
life.
Oh man, that means a lot. You've changed ours. You've changed, you know, to be real, you know, there's a lot of people that have been affected. I mean, you know, between Jerome and Margie and you know, the other guests on the show. I mean, everybody, the people on the show, I mean, the crew, the staff, I mean, you know, you have been an example to so many people.
Well, thanks to the opportunity to have been on Reverse, I learned so much, and I think more than anything, I learned how to take control and rule diabetes and not diabetes ruling me.
Yeah. Now, when you came, did you realize, and I hate to say you were in bad condition, but I think a lot of people don't really realize how bad of condition that they may be in, you know, beforehand. I mean, because, you know, I think, and I remember me and you talked about this all the time. I would always say to you, you know, ask how you're doing, and, you know, your positive, loving attitude was always upbeat, and you're in good condition, and I'm, but now seeing the changes that you've made, even from the weight loss to the reduction of medication, but also the way you're eating now, because I think maybe you thought you were eating kind of healthy before the show. Am I right?
Actually, yes, I had a lady that I used to teach next door to in school. She talked to me this week, and she said, Lisa, you were always the healthy eater. And I kind of laughed, and I said, No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
So
did
know,
you
I
realize,
do realize
I mean,
now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I had no idea
how poorly I was eating, but
wow.
You've taught me to change my whole thinking. When I make my chili nowadays, it's not full of macaroni anymore. It's full of vegetables.
I remember when I came there and you showed me that chili. I'm like, and you were like, this is healthy. I'm looking at it. I didn't say anything. I said, all right, we need to get her to Jamaica and help out that diet, you know. And I know Shaz, our lovely dietitian nutritionist, really put some time in with you guys. And you know, what do you think was the key? I know we spent a lot of time, and I'm not sure if you understood the direction that I was going with the therapy. We spent a lot of time with the therapy. Do you now look back and kind of understand how that really was very important in you know, the changes that you've made now?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Everything, how I think about food, it's not so much a comfort food as it is to sustain me and to cause me to be healthier. And especially this last week, I had the opportunities beyond words to just eat junk, and I still kept on board. I kept eating the healthy stuff. I remember more than anything is I was a Diet Coke-aholic. And when I say that, I mean I was addicted, at least 5 cans a day, at least. And it would be nothing to drink a 2-liter bottle in one day. And I have been without sodas for 3 months completely, 4 months completely now. It's so different. I accidentally had a soda one day because they didn't have my unsweetened tea. And so I said, well, you know, one glass won't hurt me. Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize how much it was really hurting my body. I mean, I ached for days. So from what you taught us and what Shazeed taught us, I have learned that food can also be used as our healing agent, the foods that help with the inflammation in the body, that to become friendly with those, get to know them well, and realize the importance of you don't want to be in pain like that, and you don't have to be. It's just simply what you're eating.
Now tell everybody, you know, who, because a lot of people may be listening to this for the first time. When you first came to Jamaica, tell us exactly what you were dealing with as far as weight and your conditions and everything that your diabetes. Tell us a little bit about where you were.
Well, I can tell you that my A1C was 9.2 when I came to Jamaica. I was wheelchair bound. I had a brace on my leg because I had gotten a rare diabetic condition called Charcot's, where the joint in my ankle was flushed away. So I had to keep a brace on my leg all the time. I had someone discuss with me how much weight I needed to lose, and I said 150 pounds at least. And that was daunting to even imagine that at that point in my life. Honestly, my vision had gone very poorly. I was blind for 4 months before I had been on the show, and my vision was, well, we were there in Jamaica for 3 days before I realized that beautiful blue sky was actually the ocean. And I remember the thrill of going, oh, my gosh, that's the ocean. And I probably wouldn't have noticed except that I saw one of those carnival cruise ships come by, and I went, no, the ships don't fly. And I realized that was the ocean that I was seeing. So my vision was horrible. Medicine I was taking, two blood pressure medicines, and I was taking 6 units of insulin an hour in my pump. And honestly, I had spoken to my children about my impending death because I just did not feel healthy enough that I was going to last very long. So I had picked out a dress that I could not wear for my son's wedding, and I ended up having to go for something else because that one didn't fit me. But I am happy to say that I didn't throw it away. I kept it, and I kept saying, Amanda, put this in me, on me when I die. And I told my son where my life insurance policy was and all of that stuff. I was thinking death. Hmm. And now all I can say is I've got life, and I'm thrilled to be alive.
Walk with me. Speak to me, sister.
Okay.
Amen.
Well, I have lost.
Tell us.
Let me get there.
Hold on. Let me see if I can get me a bell. Hold on. Let me see. What kind of bell is that, by the way? Bell sound. Let me see. Hold on, Lisa. Let me get me a bell sound. That wasn't a good bell sound. Did you hear that one? It wasn't that good. All right,
windy.
But I tried. All right. So you lost now, Lisa, 66 pounds.
Yes. So now I have under 100 pounds to go, and that's huge. Let's see. I've gone from 6 units an hour to 2.5 units an hour on my insulin pump. So that's well over 60% less insulin that I use a day. My vision is back. Mm. Whenever I can see clearly now, I can read again. To me, that was nothing short of a miracle to be able to see again. I've got my sugars under control. My A1C, now this goes for a big bell for this one. My A1C went from 9.2 to presently, are you ready for this?
Go ahead, sister.
5.9. That's better.
I just had to.
You have to on that one.
I had to. And now 5.9 is almost non-diabetic. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I mean,
it's called borderline diabetic. Exactly.
So I think you know that is unbelievable. And
After 20 years, you said
that even your kidney function has improved. Your Charcot's, the boot that you had. Is about to be changed out. And tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, I have, along with the proper eating, I've learned how to keep the inflammation down, and I have lost so much weight. They said I lost over an inch on my heel. Now, if you look at your heel and you determine an inch, that's pretty good size for a So what they've told me now is that I get to go into a gauntlet, which is a leather device that just goes around the ankle just to support my ankle. I won't have to have a boot that goes all the way up my leg. And they told me I could actually, and this is beyond my thought, be able to wear a normal shoe again. That has just been thrilling. Yes, my kidney function has gone from 65% to 80% function. And as most people know, diabetes is a killer on the kidneys. So I have improved my kidney and function to just show that I can make my life longer, more enduring, more exciting. Also, when I was on the show, I was in the wheelchair all the time. And I did with my cane, I would transfer from one spot to another. Since then, I don't use a wheelchair. I don't use a walker. I don't use my cane anymore. I just walk. And before, I couldn't stand for 5 minutes. And the other morning at church, I stood for 30 minutes.
Mm.
So I'm getting, my life is coming back, and it's bigger and it's better. And I'm thrilled to be able to share that with people.
Mm, look at that. Look at that. Now we only got a few more minutes. We got about 10 minutes left. And,
okay.
You know, I'm loving the positive energy. I'm loving you smiling. But, you know, the other side of this is that lovely strapping Roger lost his battle with diabetes and his complications.
Yes,
of diabetes.
He did.
And yeah, tell us a little bit about that and how you're coping, Lisa, please.
Well, honestly, I've been mourning even while he was alive because I could see him going downhill. When we first came back from Jamaica, he was all on board to eating the right healthy things. And then he slipped back into his old ways where he had potato chips, chocolates, cookies, pizza, all of this at the house. And he was devouring it all. And I could see that his health, the coloring in his body, he was in pain all the time. He was back to drinking Coke again. And these things that you just don't need to do for a diabetic. Really don't need to do it at all for anybody.
No.
So I was mourning, but I had no idea that just a few days after his 50th birthday, he was going to be dead. I'm so sorry that he died. I'm so sorry he didn't choose life like I chose. And I offered and I prepared the foods for him. And he would ignore them and go get a frozen pizza. And, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And I tried to encourage him. Shoot, I even had a roommate that was staying with us, and he had gone from never eating any vegetables to he's a total health nut now. So, you know, at least I was able to encourage somebody there. But more than anything, I want people to realize that diabetes is a killer. And just because you may not feel it killing you, it's happening. His vision had gone down, and he was in the basic position I was in. His fingertips, he had lost all feeling in his fingertips. He kept dropping his pen when he was trying to write. He drops his phone. He dropped his phone. I mean, everything. He just lost the feeling. And then he just lost the will to go on. He couldn't see where we were. And that broke my heart. And now I've got to learn how to live again. But I'm not letting that stop my progress. I want to be an inspiration. I want Roger to be my inspiration to continue doing the right thing because I don't want to be where he is. Not yet. I've got too much to live for.
Well, I know one thing. I mean, I know Roger would be very proud of you. I know that that's one thing, I'm sure. You know what I'm saying? That
yeah.
he would be very proud of you. And then I know this also came as a shock because, I mean, he was going in for an amputation and, you know,
yes.
Something that should have been, I wouldn't say a normal procedure, but something that, he actually came out of and was progressing
yes.
and healing a little bit. And, you know,
yes.
because of, diabetes, 80% of diabetics die from heart disease. And, you know, like Jerome, who has a pacemaker and defibrillator,
yes.
diabetes will take a toll on every organ in your body. And,
yes.
you know, that's why it's so important to make these changes. You know, I don't think people realize that, you know, this disease is killing you slowly by slowly. And, you know, this we're almost at half a billion people worldwide with diabetes. You're talking about a monster of a condition that takes millions of lives every year. I always say, Lisa, you know, when what was that? If SARS or one of them things was out, man, and you know, if two people got it in America, man, everybody was in panic mode and
right,
you know, and ready to quarantine everything that moved. Two people, but yet, you know,
yeah,
3-4 million people can die from diabetes complications. And this is just looked at as sugar or,
yeah,
you know, a problem that is not a pandemic. And it really is. And, you know, Roger, you know, really didn't have to pass. I mean, if you look at,
no, he didn't.
If you look at Jerome, if you look at Margie, if you look at the changes that they made in their life, I mean, you know, both of them were, you know, not, just like you, weren't eating healthy, had the extra weight, you know, weren't exercising really. But now,
right,
really, since the show has, you know, changed your life. And,
exactly.
You know, so what's next? Obviously, you know, this is, you know, a time and a period where, you know, I'm sure you have to come home now and the voice of Roger isn't there, and you have to still,
yes,
keep going. What's next?
Well, I've been blessed with the opportunity to babysit. Actually, it's one of my former students when I had her back in first grade. And 20 years later, I'm having her baby as my, I babysit for her baby. So I'm able to continue the legacy of teaching in a different form because I'm starting from the very basics. That is something that I am doing. Roger actually set me up with that before he died. And it's been wonderful. It's a blessing. And then also, I spoke with the director of the funeral home that I used, and he said, you need to go to grief counseling. And he said, I've got a reason for this. And I was like, okay. He says, I believe that you could be very sympathetic to these other people who are widowed or widowers. And he said, I think that you have that personality that you could reach out and help others. So, you know, that's great. I will be happy to be certified in that area as well. My first minor in college was in counseling, so I could do that. And then I also just want to continue supporting and encouraging people to get your life together. It is so easy to do this, to learn how to eat correctly and to give up that medicine and learn to feel good again.
Mm.
We're here to live, not plan on dying. Let's live.
And not be sick, you know? I mean, and
that's right.
It takes a few simple changes. You know, we're not talking about you have to, you know, climb through any mountains or, you know, swim
no.
in the oceans. You just have to
no.
just do a few simple things. And, you
yes.
know, well, Lisa, I beg you to continue to be an advocate for people. Continue to
Absolutely.
To shine. Continue to
Absolutely.
To let, to, because I know Roger, that strapping young man, boy, who, you know, when he laughed and smiled, everybody was contagious.
Yes.
And I know right now he would love to say, make me proud. Make me proud and keep living. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, he had
so,
told me
you know,
a few days before he died how proud of me he was when I told him what my A1C is. And he says, you keep it up. And, of course,
wow.
I looked at him and said, sweetie, you could do the same thing. I said, when
wow.
you get home, we're going to do this for you. And he said, okay. But he never made it home.
Yeah.
He never made it home.
Well,
so,
we're going to keep fighting with you, and we're going to keep fighting for you. And, you know, we're literally out of time, sis, but I just wanted to share this and get this message out there. And, you know, let's take Roger out right now and bring a little bit of Bob. And we're going to follow back up with you, sis, and keep
okay.
keep the progress going. Thank you so much. Tune back in. We're going to come back
you.
Next week with another episode of Reversed.
Come on,